Hello, my name is Aiden Seabird, and welcome to Recycling with Aiden. I chose this book because it was about recycling, and that's what I wanted to learn more about. In this book, they gave a lot of little stories about plastic waste being a problem. In the stories, they tell about how it affected the environment, animals, the ocean, and even us. They give me lots of statistics about plastic waste everywhere. According to the book, in the past 5 years, recycling of plastic bottles have gone down significantly. In the book, they also talk about many different things that you can recycle, not just plastics. For example, electronics. You can recycle old electronics for parts that would waste if you didn't recycle it. From my research, I have noticed that not many people recycle plastics, which is known to be recyclable. So I doubt that many people recycle the electronics. In the book, they tell it in like sections. They go into one topic of recycling and how it is a problem and how they can fix it. And they just go to another one. It's very easy to know what they're talking about and how to fix it. In the book, they really talk about one problem, electronic waste, or e-waste they call it. They think that we should use up the electronics power and recycle it to make something newer and better with the old one. From the book, I've learned that Europe really cares about recycling. They make regulations for e-waste and changing things to make sure that less of it is wasted. And from my research, I have learned that Europe banned one-use plastics like straws and plastic bags. Like, no other country has done that. According to the book, it says that plastic bags are better than paper bags. It says that they're less harmful to the environment because it consumes less total energy. It takes up less landfill space and consumes much less energy than paper bags. It also says that only 3% of the 100 billion bags in America are recycled. I would only recommend this to anybody or any one of my classmates that really cares about the environment and likes to know about what is going on. And I would give this book a 4 out of 5 stars, because there's not much of a story to it.